Hello, welcome to Drinks
and Doobies.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Austin. We are here with our tabletop podcast. We talk about all nerd stuff related to Dungeons and Dragons, a little bit of magic, a little bit of Call of Cthulhu, all that fun tabletop stuff.
And Drinks and Doobies.
And Drinks
well.
And Doobies, of course.
Today, we've got two guests with us. They're pretty good guys. They're registered, I've heard.
I am registered to vote. I did that at a very early age. Also registered for the draft. All young men out there should look into doing that. My name's Luke.
I'm Jaden. How are we all doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. We do have, and I know eventually we'll get that coming out, but what do you want lightning damage?
Yep.
Had you guys on for an episode. Hopefully finish off that campaign once we all get our schedules figured out.
But, absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. But what are we talking about today?
All right. So today, I've got some questions for you boys. It's just a couple. Nothing too serious. But the first one, we should do the word of the day, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that word of the day to make sure we're
fucking
drinking
bad at this.
Every time.
I'm going to drink because I'm bad at this.
That's right. What are we doing today? Monster, creature?
Yes, that is our word of the day. This is your first time. It's a drinking game we play.
Every time you say the word,
yes.
Monster, creature,
that's our
something
word of
along
the day.
That line. We kind of like to play around with it.
I like it.
If we think you're going to drink, we're going to make sure you drink. We'll drink with you, though. Yep. But yeah, anytime we say monster, creature, something close along to it, we will go ahead and all take a drink.
Yep.
Have some good old fun times.
If you're at home playing, drink along. If you're driving, drink along.
Chug along if you're driving, one might actually say.
Maybe quickly get home and then play along, but yeah.
I guess.
If you want to be a pussy about it, yeah.
Yeah, that is right.
Mr. No DUI. I don't have a DUI. Sorry to already.
That's good.
I'm kind of surprised. I figure, I would by now.
That's right. You still have your whole life ahead of you.
I know. I got so much time. Maybe.
But, start stacking them up, baby.
Start racking them.
Stacking it.
But, so my question of the day. I got two. My first one. Election year's coming up, Imagine you're on the Sword Coast and you're voting for monsters to be their president. Alright. Who would you vote for?
And this is just any
D&D
monster creature.
Yep.
Go ahead and drink.
I always forget.
But anything throughout D&D that is what we would consider, I guess, an enemy of the PCs. But yeah. If you wanna start us off, what would be your monster creature that is getting your vote coming
in? I think, name alone has a lot to do with getting votes, so I think you gotta go dragon. It's in the damn name, man. Dungeons and Dragons.
That is true. That's a big part of it.
They're notorious for hoarding wealth and stuff. That's what I want. I want the government to have some money.
And a dragon that has some type of charisma along with it. Dragon D's nuts jokes. All campaign.
I bet if Hillary would have said that to Trump, she probably would have won.
Probably. At least would have gotten some more votes.
But that's who's getting my vote. What about y'all?
That's an interesting one.
Go with it.
What do you think of Jaden? Yeah.
I'll go with Hydra.
Ooh.
Hydra, I like that.
I mean, basically, real hard to kill. You cut off one head, they're still there. Less risk of assassination.
That is true.
Definitely would not be one shooter. If it got assassinated,
you need multiple shooters to take this guy down. Even then, you might even make him stronger, right?
Right. But yeah.
Hydra. I like it.
I'm going to have to go. It might be controversial, but if we all think back to our 10th grade history class, we'll remember famous quote from a president: speak softly and carry a big stick. So I think for that I don't have to go with a giant or a troll who just has a giant club. Can't talk very well, can't really do a lot well.
But there's something
about him. But
he's
got that big ass stick.
He's going to beat you to death if you're not voting for him. He's going to beat you to death. He's going to basically, just beat him by a landslide at that point.
He's going to start imperialism inside of this D&D realm.
You got to make sure he's got to have a good council, because I feel like being a troll, probably not the smartest guy. So might need a little help, but I think if he's got good people around him, he can make a good run for it. But I think, as most politicians are, influencers, manipulators of that sort. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to go Mind Flayer.
Ooh.
Just, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate helps out. Shout out. Please sponsor. but yeah, you're able to control people through that. Kind of make sure everyone kind of gets on the right page. Maybe a little lean in a little toward a dictatorship, but you're able to get everyone on the right boat. Really smart. Know what's going on. Yeah, Mind Flayer all the way.
It's only a dictatorship if you get caught doing it.
True, that is true.
If you lose all the wars, it's a dictatorship.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, so yeah, we're good. We'll get the Mind Flayer in charge. He'll win everything.
No,
be fine.
Nobody would be the wiser.
Yeah. No one would even see it coming.
Hell yeah.
They'd all be a part of
it. I think we said the word a lot throughout that, and I was not paying attention.
So we got about, we'll just say about, like, you know, a handful of drinks.
Pour it in your hand and then.
Yeah, there you go.
Chug it down.
You're listening along at home. Go ahead and finish your beer. Go ahead and grab me one, too.
Anyone
might
else?
As well finish this.
I'll be all right.
You want another beer?
Attaboy. Drinks and doobies.
That's right.
You know, this is Aaron's solo mission. I'm going into McBee's garage.
You got to make sure on a podcast, when drinks and doobies, that you have someone to get
this
you. This
may
drinks.
Get cut. And doobies, I'm not sure.
Have fun.
Got to keep it refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. This is great ASMR.
Somebody struggled by the time we're done with this.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point. The word of the day gets drunk. I remember our previous episode, once we get that hooked up, you guys will be able to listen. But I had a little bit of trouble on Drinks and Doobie Island.
Right. I'm
drinking last time, saying the word of the day. It gets through us quick.
I really hope what you said wasn't important. We had Aaron's side mission the whole time.
Okay.
This audio is going to sound great. You know, that's what you get at the Drinks and Doobie experience.
Oh, yeah. Running two stories at once.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was talking about with our word of the day, it can get a little crazy with how many times we say it. Because we like to, you know, of course, drink. So, going to make sure we say a word that we actually get to use a lot throughout the show. And last episode was a little rough, I remember.
It was.
On the drinks, on the more drink side than doobies.
We could change our name to Drinks and Dumbasses. We took a little pee break, and I came back, had another doobie. I think we had two drinks.
A little bit of rush drinks, too. We kind of finished them chugging a little. You know, that chugging, chug-a-lugging, get you going.
And then before we started, I had a con save and I failed. So I threw up in a bucket a little bit. It was just beer, though, you know, so it was cool.
A lot of foam.
That doesn't really count then, you know?
No.
It's fine. It was a fun experience, though, for all of us.
But speaking of failed saving throws, McVee here, you seem to have failed a dex throw recently. Would you like to talk about that for a second?
I did. I was working. And unfortunately, failed that dex saving throw on a mopped floor, slipped and fell, and snapped my arm right in half. Kind of fucking hurt. It really fucking hurt. But yeah, I am in recovery. I'm about 2 to 3 weeks away from hopefully being back to normal. And got a dope-ass scar. Like,
it does look pretty sick.
It's pretty long.
Pretty metal.
Yeah. Hoping to maybe use that as the foundation as my first tattoo. I've been thinking about it. We'll see what we can get. Could be a line and a dice. Who knows? We'll see, though.
It'd be cool, like a sword.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. It'd be fun. We'll see. That'd be a big vagina. Yeah, big vagina.
Just a couple set of holes right there on your bicep.
But yeah, no, it was a tough fall. It was fun though. We're in good recovery. It's all going well.
Workman's comp.
Finally get to drink. Yeah, workman's comp. Thank goodness.
Go.
Appreciate it. Hey, Papa John, shout out sponsor.
Better ingredients, better people.
Papa John,
better place, the best. But yeah, you said you had another question.
Yes.
For us.
So my next question, you know, is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pokemon series. Have you ever heard of Pokemon before? You know, have you ever heard of Pokemon?
I have not heard of Pokemon. Would you please?
You gotta catch them all, I know. But I don't know if you guys know about Vaporeon in the Pokemon lore is...
Universe,
maybe. Some real weirdos, if
furry
they're out.
Furry basement.
Vaporeon would be the most fuckable Pokemon. Mm, mm.
Do you have, like, why that is? I was a little curious myself. I know
there's a 4chan post out there somewhere.
It's going to look very bad when I describe why it is.
Maybe don't go into too much detail, but give us a good gist.
I've seen that post a lot, but something about their water type, so they're always a little wet, always a little bit of lube. They've got, like, an acid resistance or something. And I think in the post, they... Something about that being... Should be resistant to STDs. Awesome, you know?
Helps out,
helps
out.
I was, like, 7 and learning this.
Oops, sorry.
But stuff kind of along those lines. It's like, oh, this is why...
To fuck this animal.
Pokemon, not
sorry,
an animal.
Sorry, Pokemon, my bad, Pokemon. Get away from us, PETA. It's Pokemon, though. So Vaporeon, evolution of Eevee?
Yes, mm-hmm. With the Water Stone.
One of the 9 evolutions.
One of the original 3.
So, yeah. So your question is, from this
from
Pokemon...
From the D&D universe, what creature do you think is best built just to have sex with?
So,
drink of the day.
I know.
Word of the day.
Recently, just starting to DM, I've explored the Monster Manual and the Dungeon Master Guide a little bit, and there are these terrifying creatures that are basically—it's like human parts manifested together like a machine. It's a very strange creature. I'm gonna see if I can find the name for it, but I think. With that particular creature, with how they're constructed, I'm going to see if I can pull up a picture for you.
So just like a, what's that, a homo, what's that called?
Homo sapien?
No.
Are you talking about like a...
Homoculus. It's like when you bring something up, like death to life.
Well, I think this is more of kind of like the Warforged.
With like magic.
I think this is kind of more like the Warforged class where it's like its own race.
Oh.
But I think they are created in a sense. But let me see if I can find that. But what is your, Aaron? What is
mine?
Your character?
So
to,
mine, it
get
may
your
not
guru
be
bone?
Like the most ideal. You know, you go to the bar, they're not the first one you pick up, they're the one you pick up after a few drinks. And
not seeing straight.
Yes, it would be the False Hydra. I think that's official D&D. It may be homebrew, but so the False Hydra is kind of like a normal Hydra, but it's a little different. That I don't think it's super strong, but it has an area of effect attack that makes anyone around not ever remember it. So it would be the perfect one night stand. Literally everyone around would just forget about it. And I think that would be my pick.
So you're gonna,
it's good, it's always there.
You're going to pick one that's kind of ugly. You're going to willingly choose the ugly one and then choose to forget it?
Yes, and nobody ever knows. Consistently. Because no one wants to go with it, so consistently.
How consistent? You're gonna go back for a second. You're going to double
dip. You don't remember. You don't know. It's your first time every time. All right?
Then
so
how do
you? Oh, go ahead.
How do you know you want to go back?
Because I'm at the bar Everyone else is left. Just me and the Voltiger there.
Just want to make a little observation of that. So you're saying that you get to they get to have sex for the first time every time they have sex with you, right?
Yeah, it's like yeah. And then no one else remembers it either, so it's like it never happened almost.
I think we found our sexual predator.
I think we did.
Grooming?
No. I mean it in the fact that it's like, like it's the last call. Am I doing that real bad?
No.
Oh.
I was doing it audibly, waiting for your response.
But it's like, you know, that last stand, that one night stand, you don't want people to remember. Not the first time thing. I'm not a sexual predator.
Okay, all right. Okay, just making sure.
Last I checked.
Yeah. Got to check off.
Did you ever check the name of that one?
No, I'm trying to find it. It is a pain. I can't remember what they are, but yeah, they are some automaton type creatures. I'm going to real quick find this book. I'm going to check real quick. But,
ooh, no solo adventure.
Jalen. Oh. Yeah. No, Jaden, Luke, did you guys have something?
I got one in mind. Might be a little controversial. So, succubuses exist in D&D, right?
They do. That is an obvious
So, it is obvious.
I did not think about. Yes, it is.
But, I mean, sure, you die afterwards. They collect your soul or whatever. But...
whatever.
The 20 minutes leading up to that, spectacular, from what I've been told.
I will say, whenever I die, that's how I want to go out.
Death by snoo-snoo.
Immediately after busting.
Always a win.
I mean, that's the perfect way to go.
It's up there with, like, dying while you're asleep, you know?
Yeah. That or as, like,
higher.
As the man version, like... being the one to hold off the line so other people can escape. That's
killing the school shooter.
The top three, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's top three right now. That is a really good pick, though, I will say.
But, like, because, again, you die. But, again.
Imagine you're, like, a peasant.
You get
a
banging nut, dude. Yeah.
You're, like, a level one fighter. You're not going anywhere. Just do it, mm-hmm. You know? I do. That's a good one.
Be worth it.
I think so. Jaden, what do you got?
Well, I was also considering a succubus, but I had a second one in mind. Very similar. Automaton.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that one episode of his TV show? Love, Death, Robots?
I saw a couple of those. Not many, though. I needed to watch it. I heard it was really good.
There's
I don't
one
like your response to that. Maybe I won't watch it.
It's honestly a good show. Would recommend. But there's this one episode where it involves something similar to that with an automaton.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of got my inspiration from there.
Did you find your creature?
You know, I'm still trying to find it. I can't. But you know they're in here. I have the DM. Or the Monster Manual guide in front of me, and I will find it at one point.
He's gonna pull up
and once you do, I'm going to say creature about 15 times, and you guys are fucked.
I will say, I do think we said it again, you know, a lot, and I missed it, I think, a lot.
Drink counter is probably up to, like, 25 or 30.
That happens. If you've not noticed yet, it's too late for you now. Yeah, we're bad at this. Our own game, we're bad
at
it.
But hey, but we like to have fun, and we're still having fun. I hope so.
So we've got two sex robots, and then, like, the complete extremes of what you would, like, ideal. Like, oh, no
sex.
One remembers, you don't even have to remember that, and then that's how you go out. Like
sex
honor
demon
death.
You are dying.
And I think that really means, between the four of us, we all... probably need, like, therapy or something. A guide dog, maybe.
Therapy schmerapy, dude.
Hey, I'm already in it, so I'm good.
You just gotta thug it out.
We just found something else to talk about. Maybe that's the issue to my problems.
It's podcasting, baby. You know, that's the way it
that's
goes.
Right.
You flipped through every goddamn page. I think you made it up.
No, I swear, it's in here. It's in here. It's some freaky robots that I'm telling you, they look like, they literally look like human parts connected together in the shape of like a robot. There they are. Modrons.
They're human parts?
They're like humanoids. So like they're going to have, you know, eyeballs, face, all that stuff. But they are just like, they look so strange. You look through, there's a bunch of them.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So you can get freaky, you know?
All those mouths?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, you get really, really freaky with those things. But I remember they are just some of the most terrifying creatures, though. Like, they, like the visual of them are just so terrifying.
I would get so flaccid so quickly.
Imagine if you gave one of these a BBL, though. All right. Imagine that. Mm. How does that feel?
Imagine if that mouth really knows what it's doing.
Big ol'.
You don't gotta look
Dick
at it.
Sucking lips, you know, just huge. What about now? How are you feeling?
I think you can rent him out, probably. You know,
right?
You can probably rent him out.
He comes with the hourly motel.
Yeah. Special night.
Man, we are really bad.
We are really bad.
I'll just go ahead and drink to that.
Creature, yeah, creature, monster. All that fun stuff.
All right. I think next, this was a McBee suggestion.
Oh, great.
Of
get this throw back to my face.
This is a good one, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Enemies you would throw at player characters. Or monsters you would throw at player characters. Mm.
And
as a DM.
Yeah, and I think with this too, you definitely got to break it up between challenge ratings, because there are some that, of course, you're not going to throw at PCs at level 1 through 5 with those higher challenge ratings.
Like an even,
like a beholder. Like, yeah, that's got to be pretty tough for level 1 through 5. 5, you could probably manage out if you got 4 people. But I think one of the most fun things about throwing enemies at player characters is not really them being like high challenge ratings, is them having little niche things that the players have to figure out through combat.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I know is like a troll where
with its it regenerates unless it's
troll blood. I believe it regenerates every turn if it's not hit with fire
and acid. I think
fire and acid. I think that's right,
because this is also how bad I am at playing D&D. I was playing a black dragonborn, and we fought a troll. And
did you even use it?
No, because I didn't think acid did it. Black dragonborns have an acid spray attack, and I didn't think acid did that. And McBee was so fucking pissed at me.
It's like, just do it. Just do it. Which it was very tough.
We were trying then, too, to like not
be meta.
Yes.
Because that was something, I believe during that campaign we were playing, at that point I think there was Divinity Original Sin was out, which is...
I don't think Baldur's Gate was
out. It was, yeah, it was before Baldur's Gate. But in that game, there's a troll that you have to fight, and I had played it, and so like I was at that point where I knew through that whole combat what to do, but my character would not know. And so it was so tough to go through that and not just figure it out. And it was even more tough because I didn't have any fire at my disposal. And so I just had to like really hope on you guys to figure it out. Which we did. We figured it out.
We did. But every time my turn came up, McBee would glare at me. And I always thought I was doing something wrong. And I was...
I thought if I could look far enough into your soul, we could connect. And I'd be like, hey, use your fire damage.
And then after we were done, he goes, are you fucking stupid? And I was like, yeah, you know. And he explained it to me, and I felt stupid.
I think throwing enemies that have those little niches, I think it makes it more fun for combat. One, I think it's gonna put PC character or PCs in a spot. It's kind of like make it to where, oh my god, I hit a barbarian runs up and hits the enemy and does no damage. And you're like, what the fuck? What just happened? How did they take no damage? And, you know, if you find enemies that have the resistances or immunities and stuff, it's fun to, like, find those and throw them out. Just get to throw them out, you know, have some fun. It is tough sometimes, I know, like, trying to connect the world to, like, certain characters, but fuck it, dude. Just throw the
Wii ball.
Yeah, just throw
Wii ball.
Yeah, if you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, anything's at your disposal. Just throw it at the PCs and they'll fucking enjoy it.
Especially brothels, they really like those.
Oh yeah.
For some.
You gotta make a succubus in a brothel.
Ooh.
I imagine that's a big trope that's already been used.
Probably. Yeah, we're not awesome. On new waters. We're not. Yeah, but. That's all right. I
mean,
do.
We're still green behind the ears, or not green behind the ears. We're still green, wet behind the ears.
There you go.
We're always pretty new at it all.
I like being wet.
Don't we all?
I do like it though. In the games that we've all played together, numerous sessions, I'd say, good amount, good handfuls. But I do really like how in all of our campaigns, our brothel is basically just a catalog at the front desk. Yeah. You get to pick which you want.
Figured out a very efficient way very quickly at the same time.
And I love it as a DM and as the character. It's fun to be able to, as the DM, just be like, yeah, anything you want at your disposal, how freaky are you going to get? How freaky do you want to get? Because I don't care what's there. I mean, they may be more pricey though. If they're too freaky, you know, you gotta have
real weird.
Yeah, you gotta make the characters pay for their pleasure. But
I think one of my favorite freaky character examples, the centaur from one of our campaigns.
Yes, it was. And then Luke's character was just because he was. What were you, like a Goliath, an orc, or something?
No, I was. I think that was our campaign.
Dragonborn.
Yeah, it was your brother.
So you were already a weird race. You were like, oh. You were really into just centaurs. Another weird race.
The scaly wanted the horse boy. That's what it was.
I gotta reload.
You wanna go ahead and help me reload too?
You too.
Thanks.
Jaden?
I just started.
Oh my god.
Been taking baby sips, I think.
But I know you guys have played at least, you know, our campaign we put together. We've kind of explored a couple one shots and stuff. What are some of the characters that you guys really like to either be thrown at, or maybe he hasn't been thrown at and you want to be thrown at you?
So, I don't know if you have one ready.
Go for it.
You're thinking. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've Aaron's been.
Side adventure's a little noisy. So.
I've been thinking about Weeping Angel.
Weeping Angel? What is that?
So, that's actually something that was originally created in the TV show Doctor Who, but people have adapted it kind of homebrew, and they've taken. This creature, it
take a drink. Yeah, take a drink for everyone.
All right, I'm back.
But yeah, so this
we took a drink. Can I get a
real quick? Absolutely. So I've been talking about the Weeping Angel.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
War, yeah.
Sweet.
Is that a homebrew character or is that in the?
I believe. I know Magic the Gathering did a Doctor Who thing, but I want to say D&D had something similar.
I bet it was adapted than homebrew was.
Okay.
Which I love. I mean, I love homebrewing,
but
I'm all
really
for
good.
It.
I know. Never mind. I can't think of it now. I thought I had something. And I immediately lost it.
I feel that.
But yeah, so like, what is this Weeping Angel?
So,
do you have like a stat block for it?
Yeah, I believe this is a stat block. I'm not super familiar with the technical side.
Yes, that is. You show me a stat block.
What are some of those stats? I'm kind of curious.
So we got strength, 17 plus 3, dex plus 3, con plus 5, a 20. Everything is plus, intelligence plus 1, Wisdom plus 3, Charisma plus 2. So you're, I mean, pretty beefy all around. No negatives.
Say, definitely seems like it'd be 20. Something you throw at higher level characters.
Yeah, that's really
is.
Cool.
The challenge reading is 7.
That sounds about right. Yeah. What, are there any cool, like, abilities or anything to throw at, like, any of the characters?
So its big kind of gimmick is that it is super fast, but it can't move whenever a character is observing it.
Yeah.
So,
oh, it's kind of like the Mario ghost.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
But yeah, that's a sweet thing.
I never thought of that. That is really good.
Yeah, now you're going to look at Doctor Who completely different now. It's just Mario ghost coming out of him.
Everything. Right.
Mario or Nintendo owns it all.
Yeah, Nintendo. Well, that's a cool character, and that's definitely something that would be fun to use in a game for sure.
I don't necessarily know if I have a specific race or like type of character, but just in my playthroughs, I really enjoy other NPCs that I just get to like wail upon. Like anything that has a lot of health, but just doesn't do like that much damage. They're just there.
So you're all about like the big tanky boys.
I just love that, like, fucking shit.
That like you're gonna be a
let me go.
Wail on you. You know,
the dopamine rush you get from like finally taking them down.
Yeah, and then you've got like 12 HP missing. You're fine.
Feel like a god in that moment.
I do like how you took it in the, like, the player's perspective.
Yeah.
Instead of, that's cool.
He's like, I don't know what this monster is, but I'm beating the shit out of it. I like that. I think there was, I think like some stone golems, especially if you have like different type of resistances. I know in the campaigns we played together, you like being that big beefy tank boy.
Yes.
And so I completely understand from being that melee guy that you're just like, yeah, I get to do like 50 to 60 damage per turn, and then I get like 7 damage done to me. So like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't like stand in my way, I'll kill you. Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
Until you meet someone else who's like you but better, and then you're just like, well, fuck.
Which I do like that aspect of throwing like big beefy boys at you to just like make you guys keep doing damage. I also like throwing a bunch of little mean grunts. Yeah. At you. I just imagine that, like, yeah, hand, I always imagine, like, a really big boss character you have to fight that's kind of that beefy side. Mm. And then just having a bunch of grunts, because someone can just rail through. Yeah. And it's just one of those satisfying things. Be like, yeah, I just killed, like, 4 enemies this turn. And I don't do spells. I just attack. And it's just, yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah. I think that aspect, and I love that with DMing, too, is just being able to kind of, like, get to pick kind of what is on the battlefield against you guys and kind of make it to where you guys either have to problem solve or just fucking grind to kill something. I think it's a lot of fun, and hopefully, you know, through the players' aspects, it's kind of the same way.
Mm. I'd agree.
Yeah. We got a little guest today, Katie over here.
That is, I will say, if you listen to the first 2, 3, we're in a different place now.
There we are.
Different mic setup. May sound better, may sound worse.
Yeah. Let us know. Yeah, let us know. Hopefully, but we don't care.
Hopefully your ears are bleeding.
I'm going to peek everything.
Go ahead. If your ears are bleeding, take a drink.
That's a skill issue right there. But paint the scene for us. We were at my abode, and I painted the scene.
We are in the humble abode of the McBee family tree. House.
It was an old plantation.
It was not. We live at the bottom of a dam, so if that thing busts, we're done for.
Like the first one.
Yeah, oh, we are done.
A little unsettling.
It is, but we do have a hot tub in the back, so like might as well ride out.
Pros and cons.
Yeah, we're hoping that like the water gushes and like takes it with it from the force, and you're just hope to God that you can go along for the ride.
You know, the hot tub buoyant enough that you just blow down the river.
That's my yeah. Water probably will get cold quick, but yeah, we are in the humble abode of the McBees. Just at the good old kitchen table, about half of it's covered in jewelry, supplies.
You're iced out right now.
Yeah, super iced out.
I've been crafting jewelry. That's also another drinking game we play.
That's true.
I did a visual gag. I am not swagged out, I will say.
Yeah, so he is in the most bummiest clothes. He's got paint on his shirt right now.
It's cock. I got cock all over my shirt.
Diet cock. But yeah, and then we are also joined by the 3 McBee dogs and a kitty cat in the background. I don't know if anyone's heard that meow every once in a while, but
we are not abusing animals.
Yeah, we are not abusing animals. We are just keeping away to keep tensions down.
We're preventing abuse,
the cats and the dogs like to go at it.
They're actually
fun.
Really nice guys. You should hit up McBee and Jaden or something.
Yeah.
They saved me from a burning building like 4 times, actually.
Yeah, he just kept going back in. I was like, dude, why are you going in there? I saved you the first time. Stay out. I will say from both sides of it, I think combat, of course, is one of the big attractions to D&D. But it is just so thrilling whenever you guys either, you know, kill a bunch of grunts, find out new things about enemies. So that's why I love just throwing those just random ass shit at you guys.
I think my favorite fighting experience, if we're talking about fighting as our characters, was that one time where we were going to a cave of cultist vampires. And we made a big-ass nuke.
Out of a person.
Yes.
A dead, or was it a troll? A dead troll.
It was a dead troll, I believe.
Because it was so cool, our DM, Kenny. He should have been here tonight. He's not.
He may be still working. Who knows?
He allowed them to do the troll because it's a large creature instead of the human.
And it was great.
Which is a rule of cool.
Yeah, rule of cool is the way to go for in D&D. You know, if you don't know for sure, you know, go by the rules, I feel like, you know.
If you know for sure, go by the rules. Well, if you don't know,
well, I was saying
whatever sounds cool.
If you don't know what's going on, look up the rule and just figure it out and go from there. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you have gone through those situations before and your players are, like, kind of thinking outside of the box, like, go with that rule of cool because it is. It's more enjoyable. Especially if it's not like, if it's kind of like a little stretch, you know, enjoy yourself, have fun.
But it be memorable.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about, is making memories at the end of the day.
Just enjoy it, a good story.
Because if I remember correctly, Luke, we went through 3 turns almost, maybe, building up this body bomb. And it was, once one person got it, it was like a spark. It just went to everyone, and we all, like, got it. And we all just latched onto that idea. That was a really cool
moment.
We
did not let go.
No. It was a fun time, which I know in that campaign as the artificer, didn't get to do a whole lot of like fun things. Like, I wish I would have got to build more specifics.
I think artificer, it's more a long range. Yeah. Not like long range, but long level.
Yeah,
really,
like, you definitely
get all the cool stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the beginning, I mean, even at level 2, you can technically make a black hole with an artificer level 2.
Yeah.
Make 2 bags of holding, put 1 bag of holding inside the other, bada bing, bada boom, you got a black hole.
That's a callback to our first episode as well. Go listen to that if you haven't. Oh,
yeah, that's true. True.
We'll fucking kill you.
Black hole. In the black hole. We'll throw you in the black hole. But yeah, no, I think just being able to kind of create that stuff as the artificer, and I remember that. It was so much fun being able to just, I mean, I think it was like smoke powder, because at that point I think Bubs was my artificer's name. He was working on making a gun, so he had some, you know, black powder to blow it up. So threw that in there, some alchemist fire. It was just so much fun to be able to create basically a fucking body bomb nuke. Yeah. And that was such a fun time. You know, just sending it in and killing
it. And it worked so well.
Some good damage, man.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was basically like an improvised fireball. It was a lot of fun.
But I think, like, as a player and a DM, like, that's what you're looking for right there. You know, we all want that one fight, those enemies. It worked out perfect for it.
Yeah. And now
it was real fun.
I agree. Everyone needs to have their moment, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, something small, something big, everyone at least get a little bit of the sunshine on you. It was fun. Blowing up motherfuckers is fun.
We're about at the halfway point. Do we want to take a little piss break?
Yeah, we can go ahead and we'll take a little break. Go ahead, just everyone listening, go ahead and imagine a same creature every 5 seconds and just take that many drinks. And we'll be
you're on the road, you know. Grab another 6-pack, drink them all, and then we'll be
creature,
back.
Creature. But yeah, we'll be back. Go ahead. I'll follow.
Welcome back. We finished our break. Again, you know, we're...
Creature. Make sure everyone's back. We're back.
We're bad at this. We cannot sit still for 30 minutes. I'm sure you've learned that by now. But we're back from our break.
Hey, you're drinking as much as we have. Gonna have to be
when
we just gotta be real with ourselves.
We're
audience.
If you're a Sigma, you know, like we are, you don't worry about
when you're a Sigma, you don't worry about pissing your pants, really. You just you go about your day and you do it when you need to. You bring your big boy change of clothes
You go to the office bathroom.
Sigmas always have an extra pair of pants.
Absolutely.
Always on
in the desk drawer.
But
yeah, so we know what we're doing here. We know what we're doing.
We've already got 3 million subscribers. But anyway, we're back.
The fastest growing channel on your ever audio listening platform.
Merch is being restocked right now.
Mama's phone. Fastest growing podcast. But we've got a follow-up question now. We've been able to think about it.
Of course, just a little bit.
Which, so, creatures, even people can be, you know, oh, God damn it. Oh, yeah, I said it. I do believe this is the first time in podcast we actually drank for it.
Hey, we're getting better every day.
But we talked about it before, you know, the most fuckable. You know, you can bang anything, right? What's the most breedable? What's going to give you... You know, if you've been listening to Andrew Tate a lot, he's going to give you the best seed. You know, you're going to lead your name on the
lead
rest of the time.
Seed.
Yes, lead with your seed.
Lead with your seed.
Don't. I've done it before. Not a good idea.
The women really do not like it.
Irish pep talk corner, do not do that.
So what with breeding these characters... Or I should say, breeding with these characters. What are you really looking for to breed with them? What are you looking for as something that will bring out as a positive to your seed?
I think, you know, we've got to do, you know, genetics aside, literally anything. You'll make
it's
a kid.
Fantasy.
You know, it's like Shrek. You'll have a little draw. Donkey, dragon, baby.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. They got wings.
And, you know, a dragon would be an obvious choice, I think.
Mm.
But I think you end up with dragonborns. That's already been done. That's fucking
yeah.
boring.
It's a humanoid lizard.
Yeah. That's
lizard folk.
That's lame.
But what if you fuck a dragonborn?
I think you just get a guy with, like, eczema, almost.
Really bad acne.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just always acid reflux for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
Can't run for too long. He gets winded and
I think my dad fucked a dragon. I don't know. We're kind of describing it here. But I think we said it. I'm going to drink anyway. My mouth's dry.
I think we said it.
Listen, we need umpires, I think, while we podcast.
We do. We'll,
for this
we'll
game. This
there.
Is serious. We need to make a league. We've got like
podcast league.
Yeah. Dude.
It's like a drunk bowling league.
There we go. But the most breedable creature monster drink, in my mind, I think you'd have to go like a Hydra would just be, you would get then the false Hydra, which is the most fuckable. So it's like time is a flat circle. You know? It's just always repeating.
So what you're doing
Hold
at
on.
That point is you are making basically an endless supply of creatures for a brothel to
yeah,
just be
I think
the
so.
Best sex experience.
Yes. Us. You know, one of the heads isn't sucking it right. Just cut it off. There's two more, you know.
And one of them might be better.
One of them, if
what
not,
that blood
cut it off.
Though? That's kind of
lube. That's lube.
Hey.
Lube. Some people are into that.
Are they?
Are you?
Actually, yeah. Know. There are some people who are into blood.
You can say about anything and be like,
"Then they're
some
done
people
that.
Are into that." And yeah,
someone's about to be into it.
If I was 13 and would have found it on a Weird Westcott website, I probably would have beat it too.
Okay.
Tone that one down.
Jaden, you said you had. What is your breed?
So,
character.
I have no idea, but how it comes about. But like a halfling's parent.
A halfling's parent.
Because are they half human, half another race?
No, they're their own thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're like halflings are. The best way I can describe it is halflings are basically hobbits, but.
Halflings are hobbits.
I have
it's
the dark.
It's like
they're the same thing, but it's like different universe.
It's like okay. White and Cracker. It's the same thing, true, you know.
But yeah, basically, they're with their stats actually written down instead of just, you know, all about eating.
Okay.
First, second, and third breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It might be a bit of a basic answer then, but an elf.
I think, you know.
It's kind of a classic trope.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings? Some elves in there. Yeah.
Elves are fine, I'll give it to it. I mean, I'm a dwarf guy myself.
I do. We've said that before. Me and McBee, I don't know if you guys are. Are you racist?
No, probably not.
We are. We hate elves. We're big dwarf guys.
Big dwarf guys.
Are you guys, so are you guys racist as well? The pause says yes. The pointy-eared fuckers aren't listening to the podcast. This is a dwarven podcast.
We only play down in their minds.
if she doesn't have a beard, I don't want
minors.
It. Oh, no!
I'm going to drink for that, I will say. I deserve
that. I think you deserve that. Not in a good way, either.
Wow. Breaking news on drinks and doobies. But Luke, what is your breedable...
It's going to be a weird answer. I'm gonna say whatever the D&D equivalent of cat girl is.
I want to say...
I think it's like Nico or something like that.
I can only think of the Skyrim name. I can't.
That starts with a K, doesn't it?
It's like Khajiit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what
I
was thinking
of, so I didn't think it was right. Yeah, I'm not sure. There are that race, of course.
Because
it's something. It's
just an anime cat girl.
Furry.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Not a furry. Yeah.
That's all right. No, I feel you, man.
I understand.
It's walking the line. I'll give you that.
It is walking the line. But no, it's still its own humanoid, so I don't think so.
I'm gonna dispute you. You're fucking a cat person. That's the bird. You may not be a cat. I think that may be worse if you're not a cat as well.
But it's like half cat, half person.
How's that any better than like in a dragon?
It's like you fucked a cat and cut it in half. Is it cool now?
What?
No, you still fucked a cat, you know?
Because you fucked the cat while it was still whole. In the hole. Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with it, I think.
No, I think it's weird. It's furry.
It's furry territory.
It's weird, but
it's
not
furry yet.
I think it is furry.
But it's furry. A fantasy world. I fucked a centaur in our campaign.
But the first thing you said was, it's not furry. I've got to dispute you on that. It is furry.
Yeah, I think it walks the line.
No, but I think you may be a furry.
I think you guys are dwindling in gray areas right here. Between furry and non-furry. There's a gray area. You guys are right smack dab in the middle.
We're in the 5 o'clock shadow area right now. It's not quite hairy.
I like that, though. I will say, anything with horns and tail, I feel ya.
Mm. That's why I went with succubus earlier.
Yeah.
It's not even the cat. It's literally just like the pointy part on the head.
Is it completely
bad?
I don't know if they'd like it if you... That's a visual gag. Fuck you. Take a drink. I'm not wearing a cat ears headset right now.
Yet.
I'll bring one next time.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get that.
Senpai, I'll wear it later.
Just subscribe so we can afford to get that.
Don't remember what I was saying. This is drinks and doobies.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying.
It happens sometimes.
I got cut off.
But, yeah, you deserve it.
I probably did. I'll drink for deserving it.
But I would say, as my, I guess, character to get with, it's definitely got to be some type of devil. No, I'm not going to lie.
You got a lot of handholds. You brought that up, the horns, the tail.
Yeah. You got
solid, too. Like,
solid, man.
No.
You know, whatever you're doing there, the tail is a good guide.
Yep.
Horns give you a good grip. It's just, get the whole nine yards. And then you get, and that's the fantasy side. That's why, you know, I feel you with the
cat. Yeah.
It's not furry. It's not
like
furry.
Like, if I ever had a you girl where. No, hey,
I'm
no.
Done. I'm not, like, I'm not bringing it up again.
If I ever had a girl wear a, like, a cattail butt plug, weird. Not being into that. But, like, the, what would that be? Apromorph? Like, the anamorphic? What is that word?
I gotta go get another drink because I'm doing good. You're just digging a hole.
You're
all right. The Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was and you just right. keep harping on it.
You also keep harping on it. What do you mean?
I say the same thing, though, every time.
You just keep digging.
Maybe, I don't know.
But anyway.
I won't do Aaron's solo
anyway,
adventure.
Anyway, after being interrupted. Dick. I would definitely go with probably a chain devil of some sort. You know, get a little freaky with it, but you get those horns, tail, chain, get all that good parts of it. Have some good old fun. That fantasy land, you know.
For sure.
Enjoy yourself. Old solo Aaron over there, being our beer guy.
Like how your answer wasn't weird. It was just as weird as mine. No, nothing. Not a word.
I do gotta say, we appreciate old Aaron, solo adventure, getting that beer for us. That's what all drinks and doobies about, staying beered up.
Oh, I didn't do a solo adventure. So that may be cut content. That's Patreon shit. Do that.
We got a hidden camera up in there.
We shouted you out, don't worry.
It's just me fumbling around for
you
a
didn't
beer.
Even give me a beer?
Dude, oh my god. Aaron's
fuck
solo adventure. I'm doing it, man.
This is the break we need.
Alright. This solo adventure is going to suck.
This solo adventure is going to suck ass.
I'm getting Jane one, too.
We love him for him.
He didn't ask for one. But I don't like getting yelled at twice.
He's going to have a drive and he's going to walk out.
That's cool. Twice? I probably won't. All right, I'm back.
Appreciate you. See, it's a good solo adventure right there. Bring your buddies.
A lot of heavy breathing. You'd think I was a lot bigger than
that. Is it just heavy breathing the whole
probably.
Time?
I can talk for a little bit.
But what are you able to separate your heavy breathing from a conversation of narrating your solo adventure?
This may all have to be done.
You just hear
it. We're going to have
you just constantly like you walked up a flight of stairs.
It's one fucking step.
We have an hour and a half of content. It's going to be cut down to like 45 minutes because of heavy breathing and so much.
Whatever.
That's what we love. We're here for it.
We're here for the heavy breathing.
Now
don't
that I'm back,
that.
What were y'all talking about?
I was at my breedable character. I was going with a chain devil, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of restraints there.
A lot of restraints. Get a little kinky, have a little fun, you know, explore, enjoy yourself. And then you got the horny detail.
It's a solid base. You can always fall back on it.
Oh, so that's okay.
Mine start out with they're all tied up with chains.
You're a little freaky, bro. You just went straight into cash.
Hey, I don't have a $40,000 suit at home, but this is the breed I would fuck.
Oh, God.
I'm dying.
Here's
on
the
this
color. Orange cat.
Luke, your cat looks a lot like that. You...
What can I say? I'm in them Garfields.
Like lasagna.
That's a drink. Fuck you.
Sorry. My bad.
Lasagna.
We've all kind of given a breedable character. I know you got more over there, you freaky
you
guy.
Think?
Yeah, what's another character that you're like, that would be a specimen of a child if I breed with them?
I think a human, because it looked just like me. So that would be
that's
a
pretty,
specimen.
That's a pretty awful answer. That's probably the worst answer.
He had to go with a safe answer, because he knew I was going to roast him.
Every animal type, you were done.
What breed? Reed is my wife. That's the one. Oh, yeah.
I think your wife's listening to this. Reed,
baby, if you're listening to this, I love you. If you're not my wife, please, please don't tell her that I wanted to have sex with the D&D race.
You're my rock, my foundation.
I love you, if this is her.
I love you, I love you.
No, she's cool. She only hits me sometimes.
That's
so
good.
It's not too bad.
Hits or hates?
Hits.
Oh, okay. That's good. You need to get it every once in a while. Keeping you straight.
I'll drink you that. Hell yeah, brother.
Okay. Domestic violence.
Yeah. Die on that hill, right?
You know how funny it would be? I don't know if you guys have seen, people will be like, oh, you know, when I spank my kid, it's good for him. If you do that but with your wife, like, oh, whenever I spank my wife or when I hit my wife, it's good for her, you know? Just die on that hill.
Drink to doobies. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's something. I would say I would just.
Could you discipline your wife the same way? You're in Walmart, and she's telling you,
if she starts having a temper tantrum,
is that all beef hot dogs? I want chicken and pork. And you just
beef, and you're gonna fucking like it. It's exactly
punch the
worst
shit out of
her. Nah, she'll probably beat the shit out of me. My non-existent wife.
And that's what you do as a Sigma.
You let them hit you.
You think about living a life, but you don't. You just exist. Sigma nuts.
Sigma nuts.
That's right. But anyway, Jane, what is another character that you're like? That would be a specimen.
Yeah, after all that, what is... I know you were thinking about it the whole time.
So, what's the D&D equivalent of an alien?
Probably a fucking alien, I would think. I don't know. Don't they have aliens?
Do they
got aliens in that bitch?
Well, I think like alien is like extra... I don't know if it's really alien, because alien's like an unidentified thing from another universe. And I feel like in D&D, you may not know... But it is known throughout the
world.
It's
so much
like,
weird
different
shit.
Planes,
it's,
yeah. Right? And so, like, I feel like the different planes in D&D are, like, equivalent to different universes in our world.
Okay. So,
gotta be honest. But yeah, I think it's like you don't really have aliens, but you do have, like, creatures that are not really well known. There are fish people. Like a Kuatoa, I think.
That sounds right. I don't know. It also sounds racist, so I also don't
not
know.
Racist.
But can you say that with 100% confidence?
I don't know. The paint you threw on before you said it kind of makes me think it was a little racist.
The paint doesn't look good. Stupid ass.
He is in blackface right now. He says, I've got to record like this. This is just what I do. He just blackface.
Yeah, I'm able to pay myself with my broken arm.
It's just, you can only get one side of your body.
See, yeah. It's like left side, can't get it.
Right, no, this is yin and yang, guys.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I swear, I'm making fun of Asian people, not black people. It's fine. What the fuck were we talking about? Where were we?
We're talking about
we suck at
breeding
this.
Characters, dude. Breeding characters.
Jaden was saying something.
Alien girls.
He wants to fuck. Has been fucked by an alien, so subconsciously he is saying alien girls. Correct?
What do you think? What do you think is like, I mean, I know we got a demon, but what is that alien girl in D&D?
I would think something almost... Almost like Mind Flayer type, like kind of tentacly. I'm thinking like the first Mars Attacks. Or are you thinking like your classic Greys?
Thinking...
I think
the closest representation of what I was thinking would be like a...
Are they green?
No. I forgot the name
them
for
green skin ones. McBee is racist, is what we're hearing. Live report.
Our voices sound exactly like you're right.
I'll find the name of them real quick. And
what were you?
So you got some alien girls. We'll figure that out. Hey, give us some time.
Tiefling.
Tiefling.
Tiefling. Oh, one of the most common names, but I'm forgetting.
Hey, horns and tail. I approve.
Horns and tail.
Horns and tail.
What was... I think I got my second answer. What was that one character, that one guy on our D&D group played, but I can't say his name?
Big Boys?
Yes.
What is... Give me...
Played a Venti.
Oh, the fucking scumbag.
The changeling. He was
one of them
we've
bitches.
We brought him up before. He's the puss that won't do the live action podcast with us. If he's listening, you know who you are.
He's not listening. But yeah, changeling. Changeling's...
I'm going to go with that.
Whatever you want. Yeah. What is it's
I can
the
be
spoof
whatever you like.
The spoof on Narnia, and it has the X-Men. You know what I'm talking about? That's what that reminds me of. Because it has a Mystique.
Isn't there like a movie or
it's
super
like
movie
action
or
movie or something? It's, you know,
it's one of those get in like the mid 2000s they were making movies that
spoof
were just gags
movies,
of
yeah.
other movies.
Yeah, yes.
And it was one of those. Was that the one that had Kim Kardashian in it?
Probably.
Pretty, I think.
I don't remember.
I think, it was
I think
movie or something
like
that.
A certain point, they all had Kim Kardashian in them.
I remember the Starving Games. Or, no,
it yes, it was something
what,
like that.
But it was like the Hunger Games
yeah.
spoof.
Yeah.
That one is really funny.
But in this one, it's Mystique's in there. And he's like, oh, what do you want? Oh, saggy grandma titties. It's just huge milkers. And then, like, chicken feet or some like old librarian.
You'd be able to change whatever you want.
Yeah, that would be like the changeling. That's kind of what
yeah.
I imagine.
Just whatever
yeah.
you want. You can serve it up.
All the time,
want.
Whenever.
That's what you want?
No.
Saggy grandma
no,
titties.
No, no, no.
Yeah, it's fine, man. You can be real with
this. Hey, this is Drinks and Newbies. We'll get into it.
Speaking of saggy grandma titties, there was one guy Jaden and I both knew in high school. We watched the Coraline movie with him.
Such a good movie.
And I don't know if you guys remember in the Coraline movie, there's these two old grandmas. Homie got a hard on for those two grandmas.
One of the weirdest things I've ever
seen. What age are we talking here?
We were, what, 16?
Around there.
That's a little after. That's sexually confusing. But
I was going to say like 12.
12 to 14.
I'd be like, okay. That's
you get a hard on for
16,
just about anything.
You should. You
I remember I was in history class
but,
in 7th grade, and I got a hard on just for listening to the talk. You just came. I was just like, holy fuck, I got a hard on.
And you don't know what to do about it.
So
talk about Civil War.
Now this guy, last time I checked, fucking married, not married, I think he was just dating a 30-year-old with like two kids at Walmart.
Hell yeah.
He stayed with that MILF ideology, man.
Dude, hey, when you know, you know, alright?
That was his wake-up moment.
Fuck, man. Look at these girls.
Look at these grandmas.
Give me whatever she wants. You know? Tiggle bitties.
Like Sigle. Toggies.
Soggy toggies.
Soggies. I'm dyslexic. We've talked about this. You can't make fun of me. I'm disabled.
I know. Right. When you're dyslexic,
yeah. Oh, you think my
dyslexic.
My condition is funny?
No, no, no,
is
no.
that what you...
Just hear me out. Just hear me out.
I'm good. We're gonna let him go.
I know it's tough when you're dyslexic. Whatever that word is, when you are that, I know it's tough. When you start switching letters around, it's just, it's tough, man, because they're already swapped for you. So I feel you, and
chat,
you heard me.
Chat, quit this.
I'm with you.
That was so fucking funny.
It hurt my soul.
It really did.
Well,
I really thought I had it after the first gather, and I didn't.
Breaking news, McBee is canceled. Yeah. So, yeah, good job. Making fun of us disabled.
I'm with you guys. You heard me.
I don't know. It don't sound like it.
Oh, man. Well, I guess this is the last episode if we're canceled, so might as well finish your drink. Dang. Appreciate you guys.
I'm not canceled yet. We'll do another one.
Yeah, we're just going to have drinks up next time.
I don't care that you're a racist. It's fine. I still love you.
Maybe we should end the podcast. No, Drinks and Doobies here until we get canceled. We're not canceled yet.
1 million seasons.
As recording this, we've not posted an episode yet. So with nothing out, we're not canceled yet.
Yet. If we just make like 3 seasons of it with the binge culture we have around, everyone's going to get attached to us by season 2.
You're right.
And we can't get canceled. Then they still got 2 seasons to watch.
You got to see the build-up, man. You know?
The character development is great. Yeah.
I know McBee is racist and a sexual predator. In season three, he gets better. I swear he gets better.
He went still to rehab between season 2 and 3.
He's cool now.
It was filmed back-to-back weeks.
Alright, well then I guess the last breedable character I gotta think of, and because of it, I gotta go dwarf. Okay. Dwarf Supreme race, man. That.
That's an obvious one.
It's the best damn creature alive. Dwarves will cut you tight and then build you a fucking home inside of a mountain.
What more do you need than a home inside of a mountain?
Bearded ladies? Also a plus.
Mm. Yeah.
We could be some bearded ladies.
Oh
my god, there's a bearded lady at the school I go to. Wild.
This lady. It always is strange.
Wood?
No.
Oh, no.
Very
probably,
hard.
Yeah. No. I the answer.
Hey,
probably.
You know what that's good for? Imagine if she was a false hydra. And nobody remembered. Then you're in the clear. Test the waters, man. Yeah. Test the waters.
I have a partner.
That's true. They won't remember. You won't remember. It's the perfect crime.
It's like the Matrix every time.
Nobody
you get naked.
Remembers.
You drop your underwear and you just go to afterwards, you're smoking a cigarette. But yeah.
I guess, do we want to end it there?
Creature, monster, creature, yeah. We do. Go ahead and take a couple drinks.
Take some drinks. Finish it out with us.
Pound it down.
We appreciate you. Jade and Luke, we appreciate you guys coming
Thanks
on.
Thanks for coming on.
We appreciate you.
We'll have you on, I guess, probably again.
Hopefully at some point. Hopefully we'll get,
unless they finally get caught for all those warrants. I imagine we'd have them on.
Or we get canceled for our warrants. Who knows? We won't talk about that stuff. Well, maybe in the next podcast.
Hey, maybe after we've been arrested, and then we can come back and tell our story.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon for that. But yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on, having a blast, talking some nerd shit.
Yep. Follow, like, download the shit. I think that helps. I don't know. I don't give a fuck what you
probably
do.
Probably does.
Tell your mom you love her.
Yeah, text your mom. She deserves it. You're a piece of shit. Son
she
or
may
daughter.
Want to listen to us ramble too.
Yeah.
She may.
Go to your grandma's phone and subscribe to us on it.
Tell your grandma you hate her.
Yeah, and tell her she owes you $150.
Grab her credit card. Go ahead and join our Patreon.
We should do a Patreon, I think. Maybe
we'll work on that.
We'll figure it out. We'll test
we'll have everything on once we get
there. We're going to take your fucking money, all right?
But hey, we're putting it in a good use. We got Coors and Bud.
I may get into crack. I've kind of been.
I may dabble.
We'll see how far you guys go with this. But
I'd suck some dick for something cool. I mean,
for a rock.
Yeah, it's a cool rock. But follow us on Twitter at Drinks
X.
In. That's not X. Your
Twitter. Sorry. Yeah, I'm an old head.
You don't. No, you're not on it. That's the problem.
No, I'm on it. I'm on X. Just not X.
Be better than McBee.
Yeah.
Like all of the fucking Drinks and Doobies tweets at Drinks in Doobies.
Dude, I'm pretty close.
At twitter.com/ I don't know. I don't remember how those go.
Just like drinks and Doobies. We have the
just
coolest.
Fucking Google it. You're a big boy.
You can
big, girl.
Big girl.
You can
big
do
boy.
It.
Big them. Big they. You know, big anything you want to be.
You're big.
You're grown. Big. And if you're not big, you probably shouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah. We don't fuck with small guys here.
Or gals.
Or gals.
Big only.
Your penis or big clit has got to be 8+ inches.
We have 5'8" and above around here.
All right, now I'm really out. But yeah.
Well, it's been nice.
It's been a great time. We appreciate you guys, and we'll be back next time.
Maybe. I don't know.
Creature, monster, creature.
Yeah. Drink. Thanks for listening to Drinks and Doobies. I love you. Drive safe.